Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, if you were listening yesterday, let me assure you that us playing this Michael Jackson song has nothing to do with the story we were talking about yesterday with the park in, where was it again? In Seattle? Yeah, that was a, go back and Google it. I think Kim put a reel up on it about the problems they're having out there in Seattle. All right, different story here. I was wrong as I teased the story. I said that I'm going to tell you a story about a kid that got suspended for taking a picture of Coke cans. They weren't Coke cans. They were Dr. Pepper cans, believe it or not. We've got attorney Jeremy Rosenthal on the line with us this morning. And Jeremy, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are you?
Doing great, Mark. Yes. And I'll tell you what, I'm in the great state of Texas, about 90 miles from the birthplace of Dr. Pepper. And you're just, I'm not saying you're on our radar. I'm not saying you're not.
Yeah, you don't want to mix up those two for sure. Wow. So I remember talking about this story when I first read about it, and this was this is over on the western side of the state where this mother is now suing her school district because her 13-year-old kid got kicked out of school for a picture they posted on Snapchat outside of the school. Correct?
Right. I'll tell you what, man. 21st century. Welcome to America. This is an issue that is not only in Missouri, it is everywhere. And as I'm a criminal lawyer, we are in the suburbs. We routinely get calls for more than suspensions. We get calls for arrests.
Wow.
When kids are making jokes, when kids are saying stupid things. I mean, I never said stupid. I was born a lawyer, but I mean, when kids are saying these things, and a lot of times it's the special needs kids who don't understand those boundaries, and it's a problem. And what you have are really scared school administrators who are afraid of everybody. So let's just stick it to the kid because his mom isn't going to do anything about it, is she? Oh, wait, she is.
Well,
that's kind of what's going on here. Yeah.
And how do you fix stupid? I mean, it was stupid of the kid to do it, but when you look at the picture, it's clearly like laying out on a blanket. It looks like maybe 8 or 9 Dr. Pepper cans arranged in a way that, if you look at it the right way, might look like an AR-15. It could, or an AK-47, the way he arranged one of the cans, which was where the magazine would be. And they accused him of cyberbullying. Is that correct?
I think something of that effect, and you've seen the picture, Mark?
Yes, I have.
Are you okay? Do you need therapy? I mean,
I'm kind of thirsty. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, we're a pepper, she's a pepper. I'm kind of thirsty.
You know, we got to take, you know, first things first, yeah. Okay, look, to kind of play both ends of it, let's say you're a school administrator. You had these shootings in Appalachia, Georgia. You had a shooting in Michigan where the kid drew a picture of a gun. What every administrator, in my experience, when you deal with these schools, they all envision themselves on the front. Is it the St. Louis Dispatch, right?
Yes.
They all envision themselves on the front page of the St. Louis Dispatch, right beneath the Blues losing to the Stars. Okay, they envision themselves on the front pages for ignoring a terrible threat. That's what they're worried about, and so they it's a bureaucracy. They go sort of committee style. But to your point, Mark, yeah, at some point, reasonable minds ought to say, okay, these are frickin' Coke cans or Dr. Pepper cans, right? So, yeah. So at some point, reasonable minds ought to figure this out, right?
I mean, we keep seeing more and more of this where teachers were getting in trouble for wearing certain shirts, like the teachers in, I think it was New Jersey with Gulf of America. Now, I understand that if you're violating the dress code, that's one thing. But we've seen it, like you said, where schools with children are taking it very far, and then the parents end up suing.
Mm-hmm. And look, and I'll tell you this, okay? One of the awesome things about being a lawyer, okay, and this is not my rule. This is not why I became a lawyer. Everybody is afraid of you. Don't ask me why. they just are. Ask any doctor friend that you have. There's a class in medical school called All the 8 Million Awful Things a Lawyer Can Do to Torture You, okay? People won't return your calls. They get really scared. But when you're in that bureaucracy and you're sitting, those people are reacting to what they fear the most. So when this lady calls a lawyer, right, she calls their bluff and she says, I'm going to give you something to be scared about, guys. And so that's the power of practicing law. That's the power of our civil courts, is to say, OK, you're going to ban me. You yep. and your high horse are going to ban me for wearing some T-shirt. Well, I'm going to give you something else to be afraid of. OK, and that's how these things equal themselves out. And the real danger here is this kid's going to grow up to be a lawyer. Right? Who wants that?
Yeah. Jeremy, great, great as always, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great morning.
All right. You too.
He had some comedy to all the times. Every time we talk to him.
He always does. I love getting him on here on occasion. That's great. All right. Coming up, we'll check in with Nicole Murray. Get your check of business. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.